Welcome to The Mental Breakdown. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson, and today's podcast is all about when to recognize and what to do when you recognize that your best just isn't good enough. But before we get started with that, let's take care of a little bit of housekeeping. I always like to remind you about our parenting book, The Handbook for Raising an Emotionally Healthy Child, Part 1. Behavior Modification is available on Amazon Kindle. Check it out. It's a great resource. Whether your child is a toddler or a teenager, we cover the entire developmental span from birth through adolescence. So check it out. It's great. We talk about typical behaviors and challenging behaviors and what to do in those various situations. The Elimination Diet Manual is also still available on Amazon Kindle. It's a great resource for looking at your diet and how your diet may be affecting your physical and mental health. Also, the Parenting Your ADHD Child course is available now on Paedia, paedialc.com, paedialc.com. It's available there. Just click courses, go down, you can view it, you can read all about it. There's lots of information posted. You could see the course outline, over 5 hours worth of video, lecture, and audio, as well as lots of other resources, lots and lots of information there. So check it out, let us know what you think, and we're sure you'll enjoy it. So. All right, I think that's all the announcements. So let's get to the podcast. Hope you enjoy it. Hope it adds a little bit for you to help you as you're making decisions. So enjoy the podcast. Welcome to the Mental Breakdown. The other day, I had an interesting conversation with someone. We were talking about many of my previous recommendations as far as, you know, working hard, keep trying, keep pushing, and, you know, push through some of the challenges that we experience so that we can get through to the other side and find success. And this person that I was talking to asked me, well, Dr. Bernie, what happens when I'm trying my best, I'm doing my best, and my best just isn't good enough? What do I do then? Well, you know, I started thinking about that, and you know, that's a great question. And I think that is something that we do have to consider, because while I certainly believe that, you know, when we have a goal, when we have something that we're trying to accomplish, that we should continue to push and try to get through and try to, you know, reach the goal that we're working towards, there are certainly times when it's not going to happen. And I can certainly think back to in my life, there's been plenty of times when I wanted to do something, I wanted to accomplish something, and I just wasn't able to do it. And so what do we do? How do we handle those kinds of situations? So it's a great question. So I did a little bit of research, and there are five things that I think that we need to consider when we are perhaps finding ourselves in that kind of situation. The first thing, as always, keep working. You know, I once read that when you are pushing yourself and you feel like you are spent, the reality is that you're only about 40% there. What I mean by that is when you know, whether it's an exercise where you feel like you've run as far as you can or you've worked as hard as you can, you really have only worked about 40% of your capacity. You still have much farther to go. The reason that I think that 40% is really important is because when we're working hard, when we're not working hard, when we're sort of at baseline, we feel very comfortable, we feel just fine. But as we've spent about 40% of our energy, 40% of our effort, 40% of our energy, when we have spent 40%, that's pretty uncomfortable. It's quite different than our baseline of, you know, having 100% of our energy. And so we feel that uncomfortable feeling. We experience that challenging, oh my gosh, I've really pushed myself so far. And you have. 40% is a strong effort. But usually, when you push yourself a little bit farther, you find that there's another reserve in there and you can go farther. It reminds me of that Winston Churchill quote that says, you know, sometimes doing your best just isn't good enough. sometimes you have to do what is required. And I think what he was trying to say in there, or perhaps just the way that I interpret it, is, you know, we try our best. We think that we're doing our best, but we are just outside of what that goal is. And if we just pushed ourselves a little bit more, just did what we had to do, we could see that we could be successful and we could find that end result that we're looking for. Again, it doesn't always work that way, and so that's why we have a few other steps. But, you know, when you're first experiencing that discomfort, keep pushing, because oftentimes you find that there's just a little bit more in the tank that's going to get you through to the next level. The second step, if you've pushed yourself and you feel like you've pushed yourself beyond that 40%, the next thing is get better. Now, that sounds very easy to say, much more difficult to do, but you know, that's what practice is all about. That's what training is all about. That's what education is all about. You know, if you're working on a physical goal, you know, to be able to, you know, run a marathon, well, you're not going to be able to go out and just run a marathon. You're going to have to train yourself. You're going to have to keep working. If you have certain business goals, if you have other things that you want to accomplish, things that others want you to accomplish, and you just don't feel like you have it, many times just educating yourself, learning more, practicing more is going to push you over the edge for success. It's going to give you that last bit of reserve, of whatever that is that you need, is going to help get you to that point where you can be successful. So, you know, if you feel like you've spent all the energy that you can spend, find more energy through getting better, you know, training, exercising, educating yourself, learning more, and just keep going that way. The third step, if you've educated yourself and you feel like you know everything that is possible for you to know, build a team, get help. You know, again, if we think about athletes, many athletes that are successful have a great supportive team around them that push them. You know, when I was in high school, I had a friend who lifted weights. I've never been one to be very good at lifting weights, but he would ask me to come to the gym with him all the time, not because I was really lifting weights, but because I was there and I would push him. You know, he didn't think that he could get those last couple reps in, but because I was there saying, come on, you can do it, push it. He was able to get those last few reps done. The same thing with, again, business goals or educational goals or whatever your goal may be. If you build a team around you, these other folks who bring their own expertise, their own perspectives, many times, again, that's the key that unlocks the door of success that you're looking for. The next thing, if those things aren't working, look at other factors that may be contributing to the problem. You know, there are obstacles that sometimes jump in our way or sometimes find themselves in our way. And so we need to identify those obstacles so that we can get rid of them. Now, I'm certainly not saying, well, we're going to blame our failures on something else, blame our failures on someone else. Certainly not doing that. However, if there's an obstacle in your way, you have a choice. You can certainly assign blame and say, oh, well, I couldn't accomplish this because of that. I could never run a marathon in Florida because, man, it's just too hot. Well, there's plenty of people in Florida that run marathons because they identified that obstacle and they engaged in whatever they needed to do to overcome that obstacle. So if you feel in a business sense that there are people who are, you know, blocking your progression, if you feel like there are things in your way, well, you have a very real choice. You have a very real decision to make. Do I want to allow those things to stop me? Or am I going to figure out a way to overcome those obstacles and reach my goal? Now, finally, if you've tried all those things, if you kept working past your 40%, if you educated yourself, if you trained and worked to get better, if you built a team and you had others with you to help you, And you looked, and you handled all of the obstacles or identified any potential obstacles that are in your way. The reality is sometimes you just have to know when enough is enough. You know, sometimes you have to recognize that your effort, all of this work that you're doing, isn't going to get you where you want to be. And so then you make other decisions. It's not quitting. It's recognizing that the effort that you're putting forth isn't going to be fruitful. And as I've said before, you know, the purpose of us being here is progression. And so if you're working and working and working and you're not progressing, perhaps we need to work in a different way or in a different direction or towards a different goal. So if you've explored, if you've worked and you've identified everything that you can do to accomplish a particular goal that you're looking for, working towards, and you are not making progress, you're not able to get where you need to be and want to be, then it may be good to reevaluate your goal, see if you need to adjust it in a way that's going to be meaningful and helpful and successful, and change. There are, you know, I really, as you can see and probably hear in my voice, I hate the word quit. I don't like the idea of quitting. What it is to me is recognizing the issues, understanding yourself well enough to see where your limitations are and where your challenges are, and liking yourself enough to say, I'm not going to put myself through this anymore. I'm going to reevaluate. I'm going to change, and I'm going to set a new goal that's going to help me get where I want to be. I'm going to reevaluate and say, is that really what I want? Is that really what I need to be the person that I want to be? And if so, then we have to figure out how to deal with that. But if not, if there's a way to adjust it, to make it better suit your set of skills, your resources, your ambition, then by all means, you know, let's shift, let's change, and let's refocus onto something more fruitful. All right. Well, I hope that's helpful. Again, you know, there's always twists and spins and other perspectives to some of these things that we don't always think about. But you know, there are times when we have to look at ourselves and look at our situations and say, you know what, this just isn't worth it. You know, I'm working too hard and I'm not getting where I need to be. So we need to know what to do in those kinds of situations. So I hope those five steps help out just a little bit. So, all right. Well, thanks so much for listening. And until next time, I'm Dr. Bernie. Forget to be afraid.